This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that a man who rammed a truck into a crowd of pedestrians in New Orleans, killing 10 of them and injuring dozens this morning, is dead, reportedly killed after a firefight with police. Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick on what the driver did.
It was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could. It was not a DUI situation. This is a more complex and more serious based on the information we have right now.
The FBI says at least one suspected improvised explosive device was found at the scene. What we still don't know is why this happened. This sad event occurred just as the world began a new year. The AP's Donna Warder.
The world is welcoming in 2025 in New York City. Thousands of revelers braved heavy rain to welcome in the new year in Times Square with the big ball drop. In Brazil, a fireworks display at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
Es muy mágico, es una cosa increíble, wow.
Tourist Alejandro Lagareta called the celebration magical. And in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the nation, especially the families of Russian soldiers, calling them true heroes who've taken on the great military work of defending Russia. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump says yes, he will be at the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter. Grieving relatives of the victims of the South Korea plane crash gathered at the site to pay their respects this morning. Officials say they now have data from one of the black boxes as they try to find out why the plane crashed. This is AP News. Now to a word of disinformation before the elections. The AP's Sagar Magani with what the U.S. is doing.
The U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russian and Iranian groups over efforts to target American voters with disinformation. American intelligence has accused both Moscow and Tehran of trying to manipulate voters and undermine trust in elections. The Treasury Department says these sanctions are on organizations that work to stoke divisions among Americans. It says the Russian group's director worked closely with Moscow's military intelligence, and that the Iranian group is a subsidiary of Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. U.S. intelligence officials say while Russia tried to prop up eventual winner Donald Trump, Iran tried to oppose him. Both nations say they did not try to influence the election's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.